Okay, so we'll be doing Chazara on the Kinyan Chatzar Sigyas. So again, it was really two Sigyas on Y Torah. That's where it will be found under. The first one was Kinyan Chatzar Beget Biyad Avdo, and then the other one was Chatzar Mehalachas. But it's really all one Sigya, and all emanates from the Gemara and Gittin on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So it starts, I'll read the Gemara inside. Amar Rav Kassav Leget Menasim Biyad Avdo, the Kassav Lashar Matana Alav, Kanaso Mitgreshes Bo. So Rav says, if a person writes a get, and he places it in the hand of his Eved, and then he writes a Shtar Matana, giving over his Eved to his wife, to his Isha, Kanaso Mitgreshes Bo. The wife is going to be Kone, this Eved, and now this Eved has the get in his hand, Mitgreshes Bo, and then she's now going to be divorced through this get. So again, just to understand how this even works, so where the Gemara here is working with, that the Eved is becoming her chatzer. Just how we learned the drasha on the Gemara and the Gittin and Daf Ayin Zayin that teaches us v'nasim biyada in liyala yada, that we only know that the nesina of a get could work to her hands. So then gaga v'chatzira minayin. How do we know that also other things that are like her hand that are in her possessions, like a gaga or the roof or her chatzira, right, her courtyard? How do we know that also works? So the Gemara says tam lomar v'nasim bikol makom. So it really comes to include not just her yad, but also things that are dum liyad, as we're going to expel later on in the sugya of Chatzar Malachas, more in depth what that really means. But for now, we're going to be understanding that, and so too, the Eved, Bishum Chatzira, the Eved is going to be able to kona this get, and this she's going to be able to be Megareshes, so once she now accepts this Shtar Matana of acquiring this Eved, because the Eved now becomes her Chatzir, and now she was given the get, and the get was placed into her Chatzir. The Gemara has one problem, Vamai. But how could this Eved now work as her Chatzir? Chatzir Malachasi. Chatzir Malachas Lokana. This Eved is a Chatzir Malachas. This Chatzir is running around all over the place. This Eved, no one could stop this Eved. And therefore, and we know that a Chatzir Malachas is Lokana. Again, the next Sugya, we're going to go in depth. Yishlach Kor Y, a Chatzir Malachas Lokana. But not for now, not in this Sugya. So Vichy Timosh, the Gemara wants to say, maybe Be'omid, maybe we could just tell this Eved to just stand still, not to move, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of being a Chatzir Malachas. Wait a second. That whether or not the Eved, right, is going to be standing still or sitting still at that moment, the fact that it has that ability to move around is going to be Lokana. So what does the Gemara end up saying? How is this Eved now being able to work as her Kinyan Chatzir when she, and for her to be able to be Megureshes with receiving the Eved with the get in it? We tie this Eved with some ropes. This Eved now no longer can move, and therefore this Eved is not a Chatzar Malachas. It's just a Stam Chatzar, because now it is tied up and can't move. And therefore the Gemara was comfortable to say that this Isha would be able to be Megureshes with such a get. So, seemingly, the only problem that the Gemara had was that this could be a Chatzar Malachas, and solved it the Kafas. So we're going to see, we asked two questions. One was by the Divrei Cheskel, the other was from the Shach. I said, is this really true, that the Eved now could just easily work as her Chatzir? That the way the Hilchos of the Kinyani Chatziros work, that it's going to be totally fine that this Eved could work as her Chatzir? Because seemingly, there are two faults of this Eved being and acting as her Chatzir to be able to perform a Kinyan Chatzir. So we're going to start with the Divrei Cheskel. Divrei Cheskel, Simon and Vav. First, with some background to understand his Kasha, we're going to have to look at the Gemara and Gittin and Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara and Gittin Daf Ayin Zayin tells us, Hazor get li ishto, v'hi b'soch b'so, b'soch chatzira, harezu megureshes. When speaking about a person who wants to be divorce his wife through a kinyan chatzir, so Hazor get li ishto, he's going to throw the get into her chatzir, v'hi b'soch b'so, b'soch chatzira, as long as she's going to be in the house in the chatzir, then harezu megureshes, she's going to be divorced. So the Gemara there has machlokes, an ayin zayin, between Ula and Ravosha. What does it mean that the woman has to be besoch beisa or besoch chatzira for the kinyan chatzir to work? What does it mean that she, that in addition for the get to be placed in the chatzir, that she also needs to be besoch beisa or besoch chatzira? So according to Ula, it means, I'm not going to translate it, it means bitzad habayis. And according to Roshia, lav dafka besoch beisa or besoch chatzira, but afilu hi betveria v'hi betzipure, she doesn't even need to be near it. The Gemara was just saying hi besoch beisa, hi besoch chatzira, but as long as the item is going to be into the person's chatzir, that's going to be able to be valid for a kinyan chatzir. We don't passing like Ravoshia. We passing like Ula, that the woman has to be, or the person has to be, bitzad habayis, bitzad the chatzir, when kinyan chatzir is happening. Because, again, which makes sense, because we learned earlier that what's the drasha, how do we know that a chatzir is able to work as a kinyan? So we learned it as, v'nasim biyada, so v'nasim bikol makom. So one of the tzadim, we know that it has to be jum liyad. That just how a yad is besamach, so av chaser besamach. So we learn here that the ula is going off of that assumption that it has to be like a yad. So, but you have to be standing beside of habayis. You have to be standing on the side of the house. But now within ula, there's a further machlokas rishonim as to what that means, bitzad habayis, that the person has to be standing bitzad the chatzer when the kinyan chatzer is happening. So it's a machlokas between the Ritva and Bama Metzia and Daf Yod Aleph, and Tosos and Irvin Daf Tzadik Beis. The Ritva in Bama Metzia Daf Yod Aleph tells us that the lashon of bitzad habayis of ula is actually lav dafka. When we say, when he says bitzad habayis, it means on the outside. It's on the outside of the house, on the side. So why then the Gemara say besocha bayis? The Gemara said besocha bayis. Ula said that means bitzad. And now comes along the Ritva, and he's explaining that what does it mean bitzad bayis? It means, no, on the outside side of the house. So the Ritva says that the reason why the Gemara used the Lashon of besocha bayis is because kol kvod bas melech penima. That it's a more tzinius way to say that the woman is in the house. But really, for the kinyan chatzar to be able to take place, you don't have to mamish be besocha bayis. You don't have to actually be in the house as the Ritva. As long as she's bitzad bayis, the side of the house, that's going to be enough. Tosos and Erevin, Tzadik Beis argues, and he reads it kipshuto, besocha bayis mamish. That when the Gemara says that in order for the kinyan chatzar to work, it's he besoch besa o besocha tzira, and Ula comes and says bitzad bayis. So what does it mean, the side of the house? Besocha bayis mamish. Inside the house, on one of the sides of the house. That is how a kinyan chatzar could work, and that's the only way a kinyan chatzar could work. So comes along the Divrei Yecheskel, and he asks, so I understand, according to Tosfos and Erev inside of Beis, in order for a kinyan chatzar to work, you have to be mamish besoch habayis. How in the world is this isha going to be able to be kone this get through the eved mishum chatzira? Last time I checked, there's no way that this woman could be besoch eved. You know, a woman's not able to stand in this eved, so how could this eved work as a proper kinyan chatzar for the isha? So because of that, the Divrei Yecheskel waters down this Tosfos, as Rebbe would say, and he says that no, even Tosfos is lav dafka here, and that when he says besocha bayis mamish, he means directly next to the house on the outside with no hefsek. So to hear would be that the woman has to be next to the Evan mamish directly without any hefsek, and the Ritva was being more expansive and saying you don't have to be literally next to, but beside, you can even be across the street from the chatzer, or in this case, from the Eved. So Rebbe noted that again, this Divrei Yecheskel's answer works, but it's very hard to read into Tosfos Erevin's Hadabez. We just read the Lashon of Tosfos Erevin is that for the Kinyan Chatzar to work, you have to be Besoch Habayis Mamish. We still left it as a Kasha. We weren't so comfortable with that answer. What was the second question that we had? What was the other possible problem about how in the world this Eved could work as the Isha's Chatzar? So that's the Shach and Choshe Mishpat, Simim Resh Beis, Sifkat and Gimel. The Shach has a klal, In Chatzir Kona, Ela Keshu Kfar Chatzir. I'm not going to right now go into where this cloud came from. In Shir, Rebbe at this point explained where this cloud of Shach came from. But we're going to work with this assumption. And then at the end, after we work through the Kasha and then the two answers, then we're going to go back and say where the Shach got this cloud from. I think it's easier now of a flow and to understand the Tzura of Shir, not to get lost here. So the Shach has this klal, in chatzir kona, ela kashu kvar chatzir, that if you want a kinyan chatzir to work, the kinyan chatzir only works if you own the chatzir before the metaltalim, before the objects get placed into it. And therefore, if you buy a chatzir with metaltalim already in it, with items that are already in possession of this chatzir, it's not going to be kona. So the Shach's question now, plug it into our case. Here we have an eved. The Eved was given the get, the metaltan, the item was already placed into this Eved's hand, and then with the Shtar Matana was given over to this Isha. So this Isha now is being kona the Eved, which now becomes her Chatzir, and in the Chatzir already is the get. So according to the Shach's cloud, in Chatzir kona, ela kashu kfar Chatziro, how in the world is this Eved able to work now as a kid in Chatzir to be able to acquire this get? If the get was already in possession of the Eved, and therefore the get was already in the Chatzir, and according to the Shach, that should not be able to be kona. That is the question of the Shach. Again, we're going to explain where you get this call from, but as long as you have the kasha, now we can work to the two answers. The two answers that we have for the Shach was not one from the Hafla and the Ksubas Pevav, and the other one was the Ktosim and Kuf Tzarechas. So starting with the Hafla, which is the order that we did in Shir, the Hafla answers as follows. Again, how in the world could this Eved work as the woman's chatzir and to do a valid kinyan chatzir? If we have this klal staring us in the face of in chatzir kona elo kishu kfar chatzira, and here the get was placed already into her chatzir, already into the Eved, before she was kona the Eved. So the answer number one of the flaw is because the Shach only says klal when you're talking about a hakna. We're talking about a real deal, a mecher, and a real hakna, so that's when we say the word of in chatzir kona elo kishu kfar chatzira. When we're just speaking about an asidah ba'alma, we're not speaking about actually acquiring these objects, these metaltalin, so then we don't have such a rule, and even if the items are in possession of the chatzir before, that's going to work. And piggybacking off the Ktosos Vord and Simon Reish, you would think the Ktosos would have said this chiluk, the Ktosos didn't, for the reason that we're about to ask on the flaw. But what was the yisod of the Ktosos? That when it comes to a nesina of a get, it's not a hakna that's happening, it is just a nesina. And I heard even Elijah and Seder were reviewing this Ktosos and Simon Reish. What were the two reasons why get is a nesina and it's not a hakna? Or because those are the two rayas we brought. So based off this, the flaw says it's not a problem here because we're dealing about a nesina. And when it comes to nesina, we don't invoke the klal of the shach. The shach was speaking in terms of halach hakna, not by nesina bayama. So Rebbe said it's a great answer, but it's almost a little true but irrelevant. At the end of the day, how is this woman acquiring the get? Through a kinyan chatzer. So why do I care if this is a kna or a nesina? At the end of the day, it's the kinyan chatzer that's allowing her to now receive this get. So it should be following the same rules. Ma'ech patli if it's a kna or a nesina. That was the aflaz answer number one. Answer number two, again, we brought by the Ktosos Simon Kuf Tzadi Ches, which in order to understand the answer, first we have to go with some background in the Gemara Bam Metzia on Daf Yud. The Gemara Bam Metzia on Daf Yud asks how a kinyan chatzer works. So machlokes either mitoris yad or mitoris shlichus. So what's the nafkamina if a kinyan chatzer is working mitoris yad, that's an extension of your hand, or if it's working as your shaliach to be able to acquire something for you? So the nafkamina the Gemara gives is between a katan and a katana. If you learn that a kinyan chatzer works mitoris shlichus, so the katan and katana are not able to have a kinyan chatzer because they're la bar shlichus in. They're not la bar shlichus in. But if you want to say that a kinyan chatzer works mitoris yad, so then a katan and katana are able to have a kinyan chatzer. We brought in the birchas zevach, which we're going to speak more in Junzman about, which the Ktosos argues on, that the birchas zevach says another possible nafkamina not mentioned in Gemara would be also a guy. If you want to learn that kinyan chatzer works mitoris shlichus, so then a guy also, they're la bar shlichus, and a guy would not be able to have a kinyan chatzer. But if you want to learn that it's mitoris yad, so then even a guy could have a kinyan chatzer. So at the end of the day, after the Gemara has this whole machlokes about back and forth in the nafkaminas, if it's a kinyan chatzer works mitoris yad or mitoris shlichus, the Gemara then concludes that all agree that when it comes to gittin, it's chatzer mishum yada. Because again, that's ultimately the drasha. The drasha was v'nasim biyada when it talks about the husband giving the get to the wife. V'nasim biyada. So we said chatzir minayin tam lomar v'nasim mikol makom. So everyone agrees that when it comes to gittin, we learn chatzir mishum yada. The only machlokes was if we could then learn out katan also by mitzia, that a katan, just how we learned that by an isho who's obviously subjected to gittin, she's the one that's receiving the get. So just how that works to her. That works as a chatzer mishum yada, so too could we apply that limud of a katan to a katana by a metzia, and also say that it works mishum yada, and allow for a katan to be able to have a kinyan chatzer by a metzia or not. So the Rishonim actually say that we don't. We paskin that the Gemara leaves it as a question. So the Rishonim ultimately paskin that we don't. We don't allow a katan to have a kinyan chatzer by a metzia, and therefore turns out that when we're dealing with a mitzia, so how does a chatzer work? A chatzer is working mitorash shlichus. So only when we're dealing with gittin does everyone agree that we're talking about chatzer is mishum toras yad because of vinasim biyada. But we don't end up making that jump when it comes to a katan. A katan works mitorash shlichus when it comes to a mitzia. So Ktosos now to come and answer the shach's klal says that the shach was only talking about a kinyan chatzer that comes about mitorash shlichus, like by a mitzia. But when it comes to kinyan chatzer by gittin, so that is working mitoris yad. And when a kinyan chatzer is working mitoris yad, so then the shach's klal is not applicable. And therefore, when the get is placed into the seventh hand, it's going to be able to be a valid chatzer because it's working mitoris yad, and therefore it's not subjected to the shach's klal of in chatzer kona elak shuk far chatzera. And Rebbe asked the same exact question that we asked in the Aflah. It's a great chiluk that gittin now is a mitoris yad and it's not working mitoris shlichus, but why? Right, ma'ich patli. Use the same lashon about whether or not the kinyan chatzer is working mitoris shlichus or mitoris yad. At the end of the day, it's still a kinyan chatzer, so it should follow the same klal of the shach of in chatzer kona elak shu kfar chatzera. So now that we asked the shach's question and we gave two answers to the shach, and we saw that we were shaky with the shach, but before we throw out the shach, we want to understand where the shach got this klal from. So where did the shach get his klal from? The shach got a klal from the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Chav Zayin. Gemara in Kedushin Daf Chav Zayin speaks about kinyan agav. before we get into the shaila that the Gemara has about a Kinyan Agav, we went on a tangent and we wanted to understand is a Kinyan Agav, which is learned out from a pasuk in Divrei Yamim. So it's hard to know when you have a pasuk in Divrei Yamim if that means it's going to be a deraisa or derabanan. So we saw that Tosfos in Baba Kama and Daf Yubiz tells us that a Kinyan Agav is midderabanan. It's a Kinyan derabanan. And Rabbi Kivega and the Gilin Yashash there by the Tosfos in Baba Kama and Daf Yubiz tells us to look at the Tosfos in Kedusha and Daf Hey, which again Rebbe worked through all these rayas, but we saw that the Tosfos in Kedusha and Daf Hey seems to imply that a Kinyan Agav is actually midiraisa. So Macholkes whether a Kinyan Agav is deraisa or derabanan. According to Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf Yubiz, a Kinyan Agav is derabanan. According to Tosfos in Kedusha and Daf Hey, again it's implied. You have to work through that sugya as to how it comes out, but a Kinyan Agav is going to be deraisa. So again, what was this? Why did we get into this? We got into this because we wanted to know where the Shaka'as Klal from. So the Shaka'as Klal from the Gemara in Kiddushin Chav Zayin, where it speaks about when a person is trying to acquire metaltalim through a Kinyan Agav, which is Agave Karka, if it's Bayit Tziburin or Lo Bayit Tziburin. Do you need the items to actually be on that land you're acquiring, Bayit Tziburin? So you want to buy metaltalim on the property in Teaneck, New Jersey, so the metaltalim have to be on that property, or Lo Bayit Tziburin, the metaltalim could be in Nebraska, you don't have to actually be attached. So we ultimately paskin Lo Bayit Tziburin, that you don't have to have the items attached to the karka that you're trying to acquire. But the Shach was working within this Havamina, that you're Bayit Tziburin, that in order for a person to acquire metaltalim Agave Karka through a Kinyan Agav, it has to be Bayit Tziburin, the metaltalim have to be on the land, we run into a big problem, because why would we need a Kinyan Agav? If you hold that a Kinyan Agav is Bayit Tziburin, that the metaltalim need to be on the land, so why do you even need to fall back to a Kinyan Agav, which again, we even mentioned was a suffix of his deraisa derabanan? Why don't you? Isn't that just a Kinyan Chatzer? Last time I checked, Kinyan Chatzer is when objects are put onto a land. Now you could acquire, as long as you own that land, you can now acquire the metaltalim that are in it through the Kinyan Chatzer. So if you hold at least this Havamina that the Gemara had, a Bayit Tziburin, why that? What's the concept of the? It doesn't make sense if it should seemingly just be a Kinyan Chatzer. And again, we weren't comfortable just saying that the Shachal was working with this Havamina, because at the end of the day, we don't paskin Bayit Tziburin. So this whole Kasha then is just on this Havamina. We actually mentioned that the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Paragimol HaChates, says that it's actually more relevant, because the Gemara later on also has a question when a person is doing and performing a Kinyan Agav, if he has to stipulate Avu Kni, that he's actually performing the Kinyan Agav to be able to acquire these metaltalim. And we end up paskening Bayi Agavu Kni, that you have to actually stipulate it. But that's right after we pasken Lo Bayi Tziburin. So most people learn that as two different sigyas, but we saw that the Rambam learned this as one sigya, that if it happens to be if it's a case where the metaltalim are not actually on the lands, then Bayi Agavu Kni, that's when you're going to have to stipulate exactly how you're acquiring these metaltalim through this Kinyan Agav. But if it happens to be that these metaltalim are Tziburim and they're attached to the Karka, so then the Rambam says you wouldn't have to say Avavu Kni. So according to the Rambam, we also see that Bayi Tziburim actually does make a difference in some respects. So according to this aspect, that a Kinyan Agav would have to be Bayi Tziburim, how does that mesh with the Kinyan Chatzer? Wouldn't that be the same exact thing? So that's what forced the Shach to say his klal. No, because in chatzera kona elikshu kvar chatzera, that you're only able to be kona metaltalim through a kinyan chatzer if the chatzer was already yours. So here, when you're trying to do a kinyan agav with metaltalim in this land, well, think about it, work it through. You're buying this land with the metaltalim that are already in it, and you want to acquire it through a kinyan agav. So we ask, isn't that a kinyan chatzer? So the Shach says, that's not a Kinyan Chatzer, because now that you're now buying the land, but the metaltalim are already on it. So you can't acquire the metaltalim on this land, because the metaltalim are already on the land before you acquired that Chatzer. So because of that, that's what forced the Shach to say his Klal. But again, as we mentioned, we didn't love the Shach, because we asked the question on our Gemara was how could this Eved work as her Chatzer if seemingly it's going to be in violation of in Chatzer Kona Elek Shuk Far Chatzero. We gave two answers. One was the flaw and one was the Ktos. We saw the two Chilukim between when the Shach says his Klal or not, but we had two Pirchas on it, almost true but irrelevant in both the answers that we gave of the flaw and the Ktos. And more than that, we probably don't even passing like the Shach, because one of the ways that we sell our Mechiras Chametz, this could maybe be an extra credit question if I just have a guess, but one of the ways we sell our Mechiras Chametz, one of the many Kinyanim we do is a Kinyan Chatzer when we sell it to the guy. And last time I checked, what kind of kinyan chatzir is that? That's going to be also be in flagrant violation of the shach's klav in chatzir kona elok shu kfar chatziro, because you're selling the chatzir, your closet, with the metatlin, with the chametz already in it to the guy. And according to the shach, that wouldn't be able to work because of his klav in chatzir kona elok shu kfar chatziro. So if we don't want to go down the shach, how else could we read this Gemara in Kedushin Chav Zayin? Because the reason why we were forced into the Shach was how, if you hold Kinyan Agav by Tziburim, so how does that mesh with a Kinyan Chatzer? So that's what made the Shach say his answer, but we don't want to go down the Shach's sport. We want to give a different Biur. And again, by giving a different Biur to the Shach, you're also helping our own Gemara, because we only had a problem in our Gemara according to the Shach. So that's where the Ritva and Kedushin Chav Vav helps us out. Ritva, Kedushin Chav Vav says, because we also have another din that in order for a kinyan chatzer to work, the chatzer has to be a chatzer mishtameres. It has to be fenced. If it's not a chatzer mishtameres, then it's not going to be able to be kona. So when the Gemara here in Chav Zayin was speaking about doing this kinyan agav on metatlin agav karka, and whether you need bayit ziburim or lo bayit ziburim, that was talking about a chatzer she'eino mishtameres. So of course, there's no shaila that's going to be the, if you hold bayit ziburim, there's no shaila that's going to be the same thing as a kinyan chatzer, because a kinyan chatzer wouldn't work in such a case, because we're talking about a chatzer she'eino mishtameres, and therefore the only way to have acquired those metatlin would have been through a kinyan agav. And therefore, if you're learning like this Ritva, so then there's no yisod of the shach at all. The shach was only forced because of that Gemara Kedushin Chav Zayin. So if there's no yisod of the shach, so then there's nothing wrong. Again, when looking in our Gemara, we won't even have to ask that question in the first place, according to the Ritva, as to why this Eved is going to be able to work as her chatzer. So again, that was the first part of this Chazar Shir of Kin Chatzer Beget Biyad Avdo, where we saw that the Eved, that a get that's placed in the hand of someone's Eved, who is then given over as through a Sharma Tana to the Isha, is going to be able to be a good get, assuming that it's Bekafus, assuming that this Eved is tied down. Because the only problem the Gemara had was this is going to be a Chatzar Malaches. We asked two questions. One was the Divrei Yecheskel. According to Tosavos and Erevin Tzadi Beis, that in order for a Kinyan Chatzar to work, you have to be Mamish, be Besocha Bayis Mamish. So this Isha is not Besocha Eved, so how in the world could the Kinyan Chatzar work? So we gave the answer to, according to Divrei Yecheskel, that Tosavos is Lav Dafka, that it meant directly Betzada Bayis, we're directly next to. And then we asked the Shach, according to the Shach's Klav, in Chatzir Kona, Elok Shivu Kvar Chatziro, so how also does this Eved be able to work as her chatzer if the get was already placed in possession of the Eved before she acquired it? And we saw two answers of the afla, which we had a problem with, and the ktos, which we had a problem with. We then went through the yesod of the shach, how he got it from, which is the Gemara in Kedushin Chav Zayin about kin agav bayit ziburim, which seemingly would be the same thing as a kin chatzer. A tangent there about kin agav, whether kin agav is diaraisa according to Tosos and Kedushin Daf Hey, or derabanan Tosos Babakama Daf Yud Beis. And then we said, so not going down the Shach, how else could we then interpret the Gemara in Kedushin Chav Zayin? That's where we mentioned the Ritva in Kedushin Chav Vav that explained that they're totally different that we're dealing with, that the Hachamai Skinon, it was a Chatzar She'ina Mishtameres, and that's why you're able to speak about it, and therefore there's no Shaila in our Sugya. That was part one of this Chazara of Chatzar, Kinyan Chatzar. Moving on now, more to the Sugya of Chatzar Malachas. Who here thinks I should make two recordings or just keep it as one? Me too.